God bless you, Presley. It's a good to be on with you today to spread the good news about Jesus Christ for the gospel, for the glory of Jesus, with you, Melvin Slade, on KRAJ 100.9 FM. And we've been on with you for a while now, and I've heard a lot of reports from it, and I'm thankful for the privilege to be with you. Today, I want to share a word. I'm going to call it, "It's All About Time, and the Time is Now." It's all about time, and the time is now. And I have two passages of scripture, maybe others that might float up as we speak today. And we're just going to ask the Lord to help us. Father, help us to do this, and to do it in a way that's going to bring glory and honor to you. And I just know that I cannot speak, I cannot do anything unless you give me the power to do it. And I'm open for you to do whatever you'd like to do with me today. And I'm thankful. And I give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's go first of all to open up at the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3. And I'm just going to use the first verse out of that. "To everything there is a season, and a time, to every purpose under the heavens." Let me do that again. "To everything there is a season." And that's a span of time as far as I'm concerned. But it's the right span of time for that right purpose. "And a time to every purpose under the heavens." And as far as I am concerned, the time fits within the season. So we want to make sure that we're clear on what God is saying to us in that particular scripture. Then I'm going to take you all the way to the last book in the Bible, and that's called the Book of Revelations. And that's chapter 1 and verse 3. And here's what that says. "Blessed is he that readeth," let me repeat, "blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand." I think I've said to each of you over the time that I have been speaking to you over the radio waves, and we have a television broadcast that comes on every Saturday night on Channel 36 on the cable station on Channel 36 at 8 o'clock every Saturday night. And at 2 o'clock on Sundays at Channel 165. Now, let me tell you where Brother Henry speaks from. Some of you call me Bishop, some call me Pastor, and it doesn't matter as long as I know you're talking to me. But anyway, there are people who have all kind of philosophies about the word of God. And some says it's true, some says it's not true, there's all kind of stuff. And this is why Jesus in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 16 through about 20, Jesus comes into the coast of Caesar Philippi, and he met with his disciples, and they had a little discussion. So he says, "Who do men say I am?" Oh, man, they had all kind of stuff. I don't know what they would say today, but in that day, he said, Jeremiah, many of the dead prophets, They said, that's who you are. And finally, Jesus then said, okay, guys, enough of what they said, but I'm fixing to build my church, and I need to know who you say I am. And Peter, if you are who read your word, jumps up and raises his hands up and says, I got the answer, Jesus. And Jesus told him to go ahead and speak, and he says, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, today, they got all kind of sophisticated names. Every name under heaven that you can think of, they got a name for it. But here's what I want to leave with you in these next few minutes to talk to you about the Word of God. Brothers and sisters, I am convinced, I'm totally persuaded that the Word of God fell directly from his lips into the ears of those that he had to write. And I am very clear in my mind. And if it's wrong, I'm going to go into the grave somewhere believing that the Word of God is right. And that's how I'm going. I don't know how you go. And I'm here today to leave a word with you that all of my speaking today is all about time, but I want to have you to know that the time to get it together is right now. We don't have an option about even getting up. I'm sitting here at a desk and speaking into this broadcast services, and I want you to know that I cannot guarantee you that I will get up and walk out of here, even though I feel like a young China bull, if you please. Even at coming up on 81 years old, I still feel wonderful. But that has nothing to do with what is going to happen to me and when. So I'm going to take advantage of every moment that I have, and I'm going to give it back to God, certifying the fact that God is who he says he is. Now, look at what is said in the book of Ecclesiastes. Look what it says in the book of Ecclesiastes. In that first verse he says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. And I spoke to my people here, and I said this. Time, when I look at the word time, it is very hard to describe or give a definition to time. First of all, time, let's just talk about some of the characteristics of time. First of all, time is uncontrollable. You can take every clock on the universe and shut them down, throw them away, and declare that there ain't nothing to identify time. You know what time does? It just keeps on clicking. And it don't make no difference whether you like it or not. It just keeps on clicking. So time is uncontrollable. Don't forget that one. Let me give you another one. Time is irretrievable. You cannot bring back time. You know, one of my children got a ticket, and the ticket for going too fast, and what they said is that they started off a little bit late and they were trying to make up the time. Well, ladies and gentlemen, and I've done that a few times myself, not only just my kids, but I just want to have you to know that time cannot be brought back. You can drive fast as you want to, but you cannot change the time that has already been spent. It's gone. Absolutely gone, and nothing you can do about it. So time is irretrievable. I maintain, brothers and sisters, you need to do something about that. And what you really need to do is to recognize the fact that when you leave your wife or you leave your husband or you leave your children or anyone else that you love and are concerned about, you need to recognize the fact. And when you leave them, don't leave them like you think you're going to get back and you leave all mad and upset because you don't even know that you're going to get back. I thought about something just now. This was 9/11. I think there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 3. There were 4 airplanes full of people who left New York on their way to other places. And all 4 of those airplanes were hijacked and all of those people were killed. And some of them made phone calls back to their loved one because they knew that the plane was going to crash. And they knew that they were going to die. So they said to their loved ones, I love you. And they kept on saying, I love you. And some of them, I can imagine, left home that had not said, I love you. And I need to have you to know that time is not going to give you another chance. You have to get it right now. So, number one, it's uncontrollable. You can't do anything about it. You can't retrieve it. You can't get it back. Now let me leave you a third element. Hear me out. Every breathing living thing, everything that you can see, touch, smell, or do anything with on planet Earth, time will act upon it and cause it to decay. There ain't nothing that's under the peripheries of time that's going to get another chance because time is going to act upon it. If you don't believe it, go, I don't care if you're 20 years old. You remember when you were 10. Go look in the mirror and see if ain't something done happened different from the time when you started. So time has everything and will bring everything under submission of itself. So there's a season and a time for every purpose under the earth. So I want to encourage you to recognize this. And when you recognize it, you'll begin to do things in a right kind of way. Now, let me take you to my final scripture in the book of Revelation. Chapter 1 and verse 3. Listen what it said. This word blessed here means happy is. Blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the word. So I've listed here, I've listed 3 things I want to bring to your attention. First thing is read the book. Read the book. Understand the book. Follow the book. And I cannot emphasize enough that time keeps on clicking and it doesn't hear and it doesn't care who you are. You can be rich or poor. You can be the president of the United States. It don't make no difference who you are. You're going to submit to time at one time or the other. So the best thing you can do and the best thing I can do is to do the very best we can do with the time that we've been allotted. Now, so read the book. Second thing, understand the book and do what the book says do. That's in verse 3. Blessed is he that readeth and they that heareth the words of this prophecy. That's all he's saying to you. Read the book, believe the book, and then the last thing I want to say to you is to keep those things which are written within, for the time is at hand. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, it's been a joy to share with you the Word of God, and reaching around the corner here in a few months. If the Lord selects to leave me here, I'll be creeping up on 81 years old. I've been so fortunate to be able to go to the gym about 5 times a week, and I have been able and physically able to work up a sweat. I've been able to jog. I still do that. But ladies and gentlemen, just as sure as I'm speaking to you, time is going to bring about another change to where I will not be able to do that and still live. So I urge you to love God enough to respect what he has given you and give to every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, anywhere you go, and let them know that there's a time and a season for every purpose on the earth. So I give God the praise, and I thank God for you today. And don't forget to read that scripture that I've just left with you, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, and Revelation chapter 1, and verse 3. Well, Father, we've spoken as we feel like you've given us direction, and I pray that you will give us clear direction, and I pray that those who heard the word today will recognize that there's a time and a season for every purpose under the earth. Would you bless our hearing? Bless the words that I've spoken. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege of speaking these words, for I know that there will never be another time such as this for me. Oh, I will have another time, but this time has been used and spent in the way that you would want me to spend them. In Jesus' name, I pray for everyone who has heard your word, in Jesus' name, amen. God bless you today. I want to invite you to come and visit with us. This is the Livingstone Cathedral of Worship, and we're located at 37721 North 100th Street East in Little Rock, California. And our services start at 10 o'clock every Sunday morning. And don't forget our radio broadcast, and you'll hear that. And Brother Flay will show that to you. And don't forget also that the television broadcast is every Saturday night on Channel 36 on Time Warner Cable, and every Sunday on Channel 165 and also on the cable station. I'm kind of stumbly here today. But I'm so thankful for the privilege to have spoken to you. Let me give you the announcement that's coming out, coming at us here on November 26th. November 26th. That's a Tuesday night. Tuesday night, the 26th, 7 p.m. Here at our church. The men will be leading the Thanksgiving services. Our men chorus. Our brotherhood, our men brotherhood, and just the men and the deacons of our church are going to lead us in a Thanksgiving services. December the 20th at the Lancaster Performing Arts Theater, 7 p.m., we will be presenting a play called The Conversation Part 2, and the tickets are $10. And if anybody wants to go and they just cannot go because of the $10, let me know and we'll see what we can do to help you with that, because it's going to be a great play. And then Tots Toys for Tots will be here at our church, and that will be on the 21st. And that'll probably start about 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. God bless you. We'd be looking for you to come visit with us here at Livingstone. And if you don't have a church home, we'll take you in. If you do have a church home, we'll give you information to take back to your church. God bless you. Brother Slade, thank you so much.